It's that time of year when children scream for presents, reindeer gain the ability to fly, and a creepy ice-dwelling imp crawls through your heating vents and leaves deposits in front of the fireplace. It's also the time of year when the Queen City Supernaturals throw their annual Yuletide party. It's a lavish affair.
Except when you're hosting it, then it's a disco ball and karaoke machine.
Don't scratch my record, you trog. That wasn't even a record scratch moment.
Ugh, fine.
I have you know, my Yule parties are resplendent with cheer and Yuletide spirit.
More like Yuletide spirits.
Nice high five.
Stop high-fiving right over my head and get out of my voiceover segment. I'm trying to set up the story. Oh, Threadripper, could you go and get the disco ball out of storage?
Aye, aye, boss.
Those two don't know it yet, but this is going to be a Yuletide party for the ages. And once it's over, Christmas will never be the same. I call it How Valentine Saved
Christmas on Infinite Earth.
I said to get out my voiceovers. But you know what? That's actually better than what I said.
The doy.
Downstairs, looks like we got a lot of stuff.
Boss, getting the mail is my job.
Whoa, Ripper, what happened to your voice?
I was hoping Zero Day teaches new band some songs. It's goat metal.
I think I'm better not knowing. What are all these magazines?
Throw them out.
Nah, they look fancy. The Gilded Hoof. 20 quick ways to dip your horse in gold. Riding out the post-apocalypse, how to maintain a stable in your disaster bunker? It's got to be cruel and unusual punishment for animals. Oh, hey, check this one out. Lambo Stacker Monthly. Spine says it's the connoisseur's guide to playing Jenga with luxury automobiles.
Yeah, you get those all the time.
Why am I getting magazines meant for the 0.001%?
It's Zero's idea of a prank. He wanted you to, quote, have your face constantly rubbed in a lifestyle you could never achieve no matter how hard you worked for, and not that you would work for anything in the first place. Hey, who welded my Arduino controller to this motherboard? I was saving it to take control of the traffic network and have rush hour traffic jam up in such a way that the cars would spell out, haha, Valentine, you'll always be poor, but now there's no punchline and my prank is ruined, so I'm going to bed, end quote.
This is a prank? It just seems cruel.
Yeah.
And needlessly elaborate. How was I supposed to see the traffic jam message?
I told him it needed work.
There's a magazine called Clone Fancy.
Yo!
Don't bang the door open, you're gonna scratch my record!
Is it party time yet?
You're the first to arrive.
Fashionably early.
More like pathetically early. Wait, Threadripper's horse from your band practice, how are you still fine?
What are you talking about? I'm totally hoarse. Hardly got any voice at all. Can't you tell? Oh hey, Lambo Stacker Monthly. I hear that's for the ultra rich. You must be feeling super unfulfilled and sad right now.
Zero, I sold him already.
What? This was my magnum opus.
Tell me more about the traffic jam part, because that sounds highly implausible.
You all suck. Here, I got you a present.
No, oh, thanks, friend. I'll put it under the dryad.
Just throw it under a branch.
Hey, Todd.
Keep it real, Zero.
Side note, no supernatural Yule party is complete until you've invited a dryad. Back in the earliest days of Christmas, a group of normies tried to harness magic for their own uses by kidnapping a dryad from the forest, binding it with a rope of living flame and offering it gifts. The dryads never gave up their magic, but the custom stuck, and now people march out every year like lemmings to cut down trees and let them slowly perish in their living rooms. Barbaric stuff. And they can't even remember why anymore. The only downside is that dryads are complete stoners.
Some might say that's the upside to having a dryad around.
How are you in my voiceovers all the time?
Installed a version of myself into your cassette recorder. No big.
It's analog. How? Never mind.
Boss, you want me to put Zero's present in the Faraday cage first?
Yeah, I don't need it transmitting or summoning anything.
Happy Yule!
Stop banging the door!
Stop being so grumpy! Where's the dryad?
Over here, Riza!
Todd! Keeping it real?
You know it.
Where is everyone?
You and Zero, and Todd, are the first ones here. That means you get the first sip of my Murderbuzz Punch.
Tastes like...
circuit boards and clean Wi-Fi plus candy cane Murderbuzz?
I was going to just say candy cane.
Guess I need to boost the Wi-Fi a bit.
Don't bother. The finer things are lost on shifters.
Wow. Anti-shifter prejudice on the Yuletide?
Not cool, Zero.
I'll have you know, it's not anti-shifter prejudice. I'm an equal opportunity hater.
Let's just set up the karaoke machine in the corner, under the discotoe.
The discotoe? Is that the disco ball with the plastic leaves glued to it?
The finer things are just lost on you, Reza.
I'm about to throw some hands here.
Hey, who's coming by portal?
A portal? No, 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 no!
Finn Valentine, I, the great for Santa, you must!
What?
Christmas, you must this opportunity. Save the Christmas. You are my only one.
What was that?
At least the portal didn't disturb. I am so sick of that happening!
Is that Santa Claus?
It looks like Santa Claus, but everyone knows he's not a jolly guy in a red suit from some cola ad. He's a cold weather imp that lives in chimneys.
And fouls up living rooms. So who was that?
That, my friends, was Santa Claus from another dimension. Hello.
Welcome in, dude.
Some of you may not know about the Great Dead Detective. He's a revenant. Not exactly a zombie or a ghoul, but not the best smelling chap you'll ever meet. He was gunned down several decades ago and became a private investigator in the course of trying to solve his own murder. These days, he mostly hangs out at the last round, drinking up martinis and stealing my clients.
GD, glad you could make it. When did you get here?
Maybe I never left. No, I came in when Alternate Santa was issuing the call of adventure. Sorry I bumped into your record player.
You're not the first. What's this about an alternate Santa?
Surely you're familiar with quantum instability and multiversal phasing?
You're talking to Valentine.
Right. Zero Day.
Of course I know about multiversal phasing. That's where you phase through multiverses, right?
Correct.
Nailed it.
It looks like a version of Santa Claus from another reality is trying to reach you, Valentine. The only question is, will you reach back?
If it will spice up the party, why not?
splendid! Now, all we need to do is reopen the portal and take a look at what's on the other side.
No problem. Be a good lad and open it then.
What? Me?
Do you seem to know the entire premise to this adventure?
I'm a knower of premises, not an opener of portals.
And I'm just Valentine, apparently. Zero?
Someone welded my Arduino controller to the wrong motherboard. Now I don't have the right hardware configuration for punching holes in reality. But if you get the portal open, me and Thread can run a search for Weirdo Santa.
Ooh, sounds like fun.
Punching holes in reality, eh? Hold on a moment. Hello, Madeline. Mads, your magnitude, sweet magical... No, don't hang up. I need... Yes, have a yours to you too. I need a favor. No, don't hang up. A Santa Claus from another reality wants me to save Christmas. No, it wasn't an imp with IBS. Yeah, big man, red suit. Uh-huh. Look, I need to borrow our mutual friend. There's a portal that needs opening. Yes, I'll invite you to my party next time. Okay, fine. Right, that should do it. Come in, open the door gently.
Package for Finn Valentine.
Thanks, mate.
Delivery fee of $5.95. The woman in the power suit said you could pay it.
Here you go.
No tip?
Here's a tip. Get your money up front.
Jerk.
Yeah, it was on me.
Get an MP3 player, Valentine.
A box? Intriguing. What does it contain?
An old friend.
It's a frog.
It's the Wolfman Perez multiphasal entity number 122.
You could just call him Blorp, though.
Blorp.
I reckon that portal must have left all kinds of trace radiation that we can follow back to the source. Our friend Blorp can open the portal back up. Then it's off to whatever reality our Santa came from.
I'll go get our laptops booted up. Zero, you ready?
As always, you show me the way, I'll find the answer.
Thread and Zero start clacking away on their keyboard, searching for the echoes of whatever signal that portal left. They fall into a kind of rhythm together, exchanging information, existing in their own strange pixie space.
Got it. Open up that portal. Okay, I'm running a search program for Weird Santa, scanning along a grid of multiple realities.
This doesn't look right. Zero, your parameters must be off.
Excuse me? My parameters are spot on.
Nothing came up in the search results.
I'll expand the parameters to find all possible permutations of Santas across all universes.
Zero?
What's going on?
There's nothing. No Santas.
So the multiverse only has a few Santas. What's the problem?
The problem is, there used to be infinite Santas. Every single universe has records of Santa Claus. They've all turned into legends, stories, urban myths.
Someone is killing off Santas.
It's worse. Someone is removing them from reality.
After what the Santa in my vents did to my living room last Christmas, I'm fine with them losing their ontological status.
We can't have something running around the multiverse with this kind of power. What if it gets bored of storifying Santas? What if it moves on to tech pixies and street magicians? And
what if it already is?
Knock it off. Giving me the creeps.
Maybe we could pinpoint a world where the change is recent and the story hasn't degraded and changed over time. Someone might even carry on the memory of a real Santa.
What if we look for the same kind of trace signal for the recent portal activity?
That's brilliant. Thread, check it down.
We're on it, boss.
It's not my boss. And I'm on it, too.
Let's go, then. Nope.
Guess I'll just hang around then. That's cool.
I confess that I'm not a huge fan of portal travel. The retrograde tachyon burst throws your body back at least 3 hours in time, which always erases your last meal from reality. It's great for the holidays, but it always leaves you hungry. The portal opens up in a huge dim warehouse. Tons of Christmas gear strewn around, garlands, wrapping paper, ornaments, plastic trees, fake reindeer. A banner bearing the words "Welcome to Christmasville" hangs from the rafters overhead. Somewhere in the dim depths of the warehouse, a grown man is softly weeping.
Is everyone okay?
I am starving all of a sudden.
Electromagnetic signals are different here. Feels tingly.
More like itchy. Let's not spend too much time here.
Let's find out who's crying.
I'm ruined.
Sounds like it's someone who's ruined.
Hello? Ruined person.
What do you want? You're trespassing on Christmasville property. Unless you're here to buy me out. Please say you're here to buy me out.
Sorry, mate. Name's Valentine. These are my associates, and we're here to, save Christmas.
Save Christmas? Well, that's me. I'm Nathan Christmas, CEO of Christmasville, world's biggest and only supplier of Christmas accessories.
You run Christmasville and your name is Nathan Christmas.
Well, it used to be Nathan Hotcakes, but I changed it because we all know that, well, hotcakes don't sell.
Really? Hotcakes are delicious.
You're a sick man, Valentine.
According to local records, hotcakes in this world are, deposits left by imps in heating vents.
Oh. Okay. I see why you changed the name.
Didn't help me none, though. Not in the end, anyway.
Forgive me for asking, but why did you base your entire empire around Christmas decorations? Why not branch into other holidays or party occasions?
Other holidays? What in the holy hotcakes are you talking about?
Halloween, Thanksgiving, Yom Kippur, Winter Solstice, Kwanzaa.
You've been reading too many children's books, son. Every holiday is Christmas.
What about Valentine's Day?
You mean sexy Christmas?
What about birthdays?
We call birthdays personal Christmas.
Oh, I think I'm beginning to see the problem here. You're oversaturated the market. There was a time when Christmas came around once a year, but you turn everything into Christmas and people got sick of it.
How do you remember any of that? The man in the red suit was definite. No one will recall a time before a permanent Christmas, Nathan. Those were his words.
We're not from this world, Mr. Hotcakes.
Well, that explains the two tiny people with wings and the zombie in the trench coat.
I'm a Wevenet, thank you. But the confusion is understandable.
Wait, did he just call me tiny?
Not now, Zero. How did this happen?
Well, I used to own a small chain of Arbor Day supply stores. It's not a bad line to get into, but there are limits to its growth. And good luck breaking into the big holiday markets. One night, after a low-margin Arbor Day, a man in a red suit appeared. He said he could make me the King of Christmas, a capitalist clause. He told me about other worlds where Santa Claus made toys and gave them out for free. Can you imagine that? I was going to be the vanguard of a new kind of Christmas where everything had a market value.
Looks like the market didn't value what you had to offer.
Oh, no. No, everyone loved it. At first. Every day was a different kind of Christmas. President's Christmas, Feast of the Assumption Christmas, Christmas Eve Christmas. After a while, no one could afford the decorations and gifts. People were going broke. Started cutting prices, and that helped for a little bit, but the cycle started all over again, and now this entire world is nothing but poverty and disaster. The worst part is, we should all be out there celebrating.
Celebrating?
Well, of course. Today's Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Shut up, Weird Santa. This is the dumbest adventure I've been on yet, and I had to fight a god with a mullet once.
Ho, ho, ho! Finn Valentine! I have found you. It's a Christmas miracle.
I came here to save Christmas. But instead, I found a failed experiment in runaway capitalism. So you tell me how to save Christmas and I'll be on my way.
Save Christmas? Oh, 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 what are you talking about?
That's what you told me. Finn Valentine, only you can take this opportunity to save Christmas or something like that. It was a bit garbled, but that was the gist of it.
Oh, 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 no. I said, Finn Valentine, only you can take advantage of this tremendous franchising opportunity with some big savings for Christmas. The signal does, unfortunately, get a little weak sometimes.
You tore through reality to throw a pop-up ad in my face for some crappy franchise?
Oh, 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 not just any franchise. I want to offer you your own line of Christmasville gifts and party supply warehouse outlets.
Why would I do that? Christmasville destroyed this world. I don't see the need to drown my own world in tinsel and lights.
Ho, ho, ho. You are a keen observer, Finn Valentine. As noted, Nathan went a little overboard. If you market your supplies as sustainable holiday goods, you can stretch it out for another few seasons.
Well, why didn't you suggest that to me?
Ho, ho, ho! Christmasville is not just a business. It is an iterative growth model. Every time I offer this franchise opportunity, I tweak and improve it just a little bit. Sorry to say it, Nathan, but your last year's model, obsolescence comes for us all.
Don't take the deal, Valentine. Next year this time, you'll be on the junk pile.
Oh, no. I've gone through great trouble in selecting Mr. Valentine. He's in a fine position to weather the economic storms that come with an insane holiday-based supply monopoly.
Please just say my name right. How's that again?
It's hard to get solid information on your reality, but records indicate you, Mr. Valentine, are the most richest man on Earth.
I am?
How?
Oh, you are subscribed to more high-end luxury magazines than anyone else on the planet. Some of them are bespoke journals that appear to be aimed solely at you.
You bought a mailing list. That's your market research.
Indeed. Now then, care to parlay your massive fortune into a stack of massive fortunes?
You know what? Why not? But hold up a second. Why are you going around removing other Santa Clauses from reality?
Oh, what are you talking about?
When Threadripper and Zero were searching the multiverse for you, they discovered that something had scrubbed them from existence.
Oh, that's not my doing.
Huh. Mystery for another time, I guess. Do you take credit cards?
From you? Of course.
All right, and just hold on a second. Here it is. My Murder Buzz Central card.
Ho, ho, ho. That will do nicely. Declined? No! I need to sell up my share of the franchise right now. My creditors have been chasing me from world to world.
Santa Claus! Your attempt to move your assets across realities has failed. We deem you insolvent.
Oh, hotcakes.
Hey, Zero Day? How does it feel to be an accidental hero?
Ew, don't ever call me that again.
How's he a hero? Didn't I just save Christmas?
I'm not actually sure what you did.
I cleverly handed him a maxed out credit card, thereby ensuring the transaction would fail instantly.
All of your cards are maxed out.
I cleverly spent beyond my means for the last several years just in case this particular situation should ever arise.
Yeah, but now you'll probably have those creditors after you.
Perhaps we should open a portal back home.
I want to punch the Santa guy first. Valentine, can I punch this guy first?
I think we owe him that much.
You have been listening to the Graveyard Tapes, Christmas on Infinite Earths, written by Aidan Morgan, produced by Brianna Jean Teuber, audio engineering by Robin of Psychonadia, edited by Angela Dumalag and Nikki Ewart, with the voices of Aidan Morgan as Blorp, Caitlin Sinnott as Riza, Dustin Gray as Santa Claus, Angela Dumalag as Zero Day, Rick Thwaitbert as Threadripper, Casey Glover as Todd the Dryad, Chase Hunter as Valentine, Lamar Harris as the Great Dead Detective, and Robin of Psychonadia as Nathan Christmas, plus Simon and Zion Whitebird as the Creditors.